My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Carson Anderson on a Tuesday. Hope you're doing well. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing just fine, Doug.
Anything fun in the Gator household last night?
Well, it's always fun to watch Aaron Rodgers lose.
Okay, so that was an interesting push and pull, right? It would have helped had Aaron Rodgers won.
I'm okay.
Okay, because I sat down in front of the TV going, okay, San Francisco losing is good for Detroit. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I really don't like Aaron Rodgers. So let's just see how I settle in. And what I always think you go in and you go, this is what I should be rooting for.
You try not to have a rooting interest going into it, and you see what your body
see
tells
you. See what you just instinctively start to feel. Like when a team gets a stop, do you celebrate the stop? When a field goal is good, do you give a little fist pump? Like, what do you instinctively do? Gator, I instinctively did something last night. I rooted against Aaron Rodgers. I kind of know better in a big picture sense.
Yeah.
That this should be about 100% getting the Lions, you know, in better position to win the NFC. But I couldn't help myself.
No, I don't think anybody could really help themselves when you're watching it and you see him, that face.
The face.
Well, it's no longer been this, like when he was with the Packers for, it felt like the first half of his tenure with the Packers, almost like a mischievous face. It was, okay, he's kind of funny, quirky, whatever. He's hard not to like. He was a very likable guy. Then he started to change a little bit. Maybe part of it was because of the constant beating the Lions. That didn't help. But, you know, just the retreats and the vomiting, the diarrhea, the other stuff, you know, staying away from his team. Feeling like he should be.
And then blaming his teammates.
Well, yeah, right. But feeling like he should be the one that's consulted about, you know, moves with the team and all this stuff was just kind of really off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the way that he's exited the Packers and then left to go to the Jets, it's just so delicious that he went there last year, went three or four plays, whatever it was, and then didn't play the rest of the way. And then comes back his first game, and he looks very mediocre. The touchdown pass he threw, hey, great pass, but it was a free play. You know, it was absolutely a free play. Throw it up in the air, Lazard catches it, touchdown, easy go. And then he throws an interception, hilarious. And then Tyrod Taylor marches the team down on eight plays and then scores a touchdown. Did they get the two-point conversion too, I think? And it was just great to see that.
It's funny you said you couldn't help it. Kang, you could help it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't rooting for Aaron Rodgers, but I was rooting against the Niners.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm in a different place now where guys, I don't know if you know this. We have a Super Bowl contending team here.
Yeah.
And I scoreboard watch other teams that are, you know, competing for 1-2 seed with us. So, yeah, for me, it's all about the big picture. Like I said, not rooting for Aaron Rodgers, but rooting against the Niners for sure.
But inherently, at some point, you had to hope that Aaron Rodgers completes that pass.
Of course. Yeah. And I get that. I mean, I'm not like...
Yours is far more logical. Ours is far more emotional and irrational.
Like when he threw the touchdown pass, Gator, I'm like, I didn't go, yay, Aaron Rodgers. You know, I go, yeah, boo Niners. Take that is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Well, when it became clear that the Jets were not going to be competitive with the Niners, then it's like, okay, now you can full on root the other way. I kind of feel like, Doug, it was that way for you. Was it LSU when they beat Ohio State?
LSU, Ohio State in a national championship game. And you came over and I said, I'm rooting for the Big Ten here.
Ted Ginn returns the opening kickoff for the touchdown and then promptly breaks his ankle in a celebration. And then everything went downhill for Ohio State. And then you were able to smile. And
I was like, all right, well, if this is going to happen, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it.
Yes.
I don't know if I would have, if it would have, you know, whatever. I just... that's exactly what I was thinking is, you know better. I know better than to be rooting for the Niners, but I couldn't help myself. That's instinctively what happened. All right. So people familiar with the show, they know that Jared Goff joins us every Tuesday at 10:30. He will be with us at 11:15. Look forward to talking to him about a variety of things. Coach Campbell on with the morning show. Discussed how the passing game was a little bit out of sync and, you know, some of the offensive play calling and some of the plays they wanted to get to, they never got to. We'll get into it a little bit with Jared, but overall, you know, is there some rust to knock off? Yeah, probably. Bottom line is, the funny thing is, I feel like that game got scrutinized above and beyond what was necessary because I don't know the people fully treated the Rams like a legitimate NFC contender. They are. They are widely considered to be a playoff team. And the one thing about the NFL is you want to look like the team that can win the Super Bowl every Sunday. The fans want you to look like you're a team that can win the Super Bowl every Sunday. And that is, I'm not talking about everybody that reacted this way. I found some of the response we got yesterday was more about them not looking like a well-oiled machine and a team that could win the Super Bowl in week one. When I process it as this is a team that could win the NFC, the Rams could win the NFC. Some people are picking them to do so. So it really doesn't matter how you win. It doesn't matter if it doesn't look perfect. There are games that you play that it's just about getting the win. And that's far more important than getting a win and checking all these boxes along the way.
Yeah. Now, if it's five games into the season and they're not showing much improvement, then I think we've got some room.
Yeah. And they're playing Arizona.
Panic. Yeah, but I don't expect that. I expect that, you know, was what it was. I think there was some rust on the guys, and then I think you have to credit the Rams for being a pretty good football team. And, you know, despite, I think people were upset with what Stafford was able to do, and I really don't want to use that name much more as we move on from the season here, but the Rams scored 20 points. That was it. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Rams lit up the Lions for 35 and got into some kind of shootout.
A lot of yards for Stafford, a lot of yards.
Yeah, there were, but a lot of it came on one play, and I'm okay with it. I thought that they did a pretty decent job defensively. They gave up 20 points. That's it. Give up 20 points the rest of the season per game, and we're good. That's improvement over last year, and that's a field goal improvement. And as we said, you get a field goal improvement over what they did last year in how many points you give up. And you're a top 10 defense.
Crazy. All right, straight ahead, we got to talk about what's going on with our Detroit Tigers. Unbelievable.
Oh, is something happening?
Jared Goff again at 11:15 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.